Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. A lot of campaign commercials. You can't avoid them. And they're not free. In fact, radio and television stations have done well this year with all of the campaign ads and a lot of money coming in from out of state, some of it a little bit different and difficult to pinpoint. I want to bring in Paul Blumenthal, senior writer and campaign expert for the Sunshine Foundation. Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
How is this election different from other off-year elections in terms of campaign financing?
Well, we're seeing a real increase in the amount of money being spent both by candidates, by parties, and by outside groups. So it's almost twice as much as what was spent in 2006, which was itself a record year for midterm election spending.
Why is that? Is it just that everyone wants these seats so badly, or are people trying to buy these elections?
Well, I think that a part of it is just we've been seeing an increase in spending in every election for quite a while now, and the Supreme Court ruled in a case called Citizens United,
right.
Where they allowed more spending to happen, almost unlimited spending by outside groups, and some of these groups don't have to disclose their donors.
Why not?
That's what the rule. Supreme Court ruled is that groups that don't disclose their donors, things like that are filed under a certain code in the nonprofit sphere, don't have to disclose their donors. And now these groups are allowed to run election ads saying, don't vote for Harry Reid or vote for Sharon Angle. This is a new thing which is allowing a lot of new money to come into the system.
All right. Is this a good thing? Is there anything good about it? Imagine if you own a television station, it's a good thing.
I'm sure it's great if you own a television station or if you get hired by a campaign that can spend this much money. But for the American people who are seeing all these ads by groups that they don't know who's funding them, they don't know what they want, and they're trying to influence their vote, I think it's definitely a bad thing.
Are we getting any closer, or will we ever get closer to public financing of federal campaigns?
It looks like we keep getting further and further away from that. The Supreme Court certainly does not support that idea, and some groups are looking to pass a constitutional amendment that would do that, and that just seems far-fetched and far off.
The Sunlight Foundation does just what the name implies, tries to shine some light on this money and track it. How do you follow the money?
Well, we use a lot of tools, some of which we created online, that collect the data that comes in through the Federal Election Commission. And that's the money being spent and the money being raised by campaigns or political action committees or parties. And, we really go through this data. We have a bunch of people on staff who help create databases to help us, both us and the public. Anybody out there can go to these websites and search through this data and, see who's giving money to which candidate. And we report based on that.
How many of these mega donor groups are there? Are we talking about a handful, or are they springing up by the dozens?
Well, I think that right now we're talking about maybe a couple handfuls, a few dozen of these groups. But, going into the 2012 election, I'm sure you're going to see this trend just increase rapidly, beginning in the Republican primary where you'll see groups supporting one candidate appearing to take unlimited donations and other ones to oppose that candidate. And then, seeing as how the Democrats have mostly sat out using these innovative new ways to raise money, I'm sure that they'll want to get on the boat as soon as the next election comes along.
I think we have seen a number of races, Paul, where the key is not finding the best candidate, it's finding the candidate that can raise the most money.
Well, I think that definitely in the last 20 or 30 years, we've been seeing a trend towards that, is that politicians, the dirty little secret is that most of their time is spent calling to raise money from donors, going to fundraisers to raise money from donors. I mean, they complain about it, and then they don't really do anything to change it. But it's really a huge problem where some of the best people sit on the sidelines. Well, the best people who can raise money get elected to office.
What could they do to change it? We've heard what the Supreme Court had to say.
Well, from our side, from the Sunlight Foundation side, we very much support increased disclosure in a lot of this money. We believe in real-time disclosure of campaign finance spending that includes the candidate spending that's already disclosed, but it certainly isn't disclosed as it comes in to a campaign. And, you know, we think that, you know, as a campaign reports that donation, it should be reported online in real time so that people know, you know, when and where the money is coming from. If, you know, a congressman is sitting right in a congressional committee hearing and he's getting money, you know, the night before from somebody who he's going to be testifying before the committee, that's worth knowing.
Right. A lot of our listeners are probably saying, who cares? What does it matter? Obviously, it's not a matter of conflict of interest because these groups have had representation assured through financial contributions for a long time. So why is this such a bad thing?
Well, do you mean the outside groups or just...
Yeah. Well, why is the outside groups and the amount of money coming in, why should we be as concerned about it as you and I apparently are?
Well, I think that the big concern is the lack of disclosure around this money and that we really don't know who is giving money to these groups. It could be coming from any number of small billionaires. You know, maybe a billionaire is running an organization called Americans for Americans, and they're trying to get you to vote for somebody. And, you know, people may pay attention to these ads and not realize that it's just being funded by one person. What we really need is disclosure around the money so that people can make, you know, a coherent choice in an election.
Well, I imagine both parties would have reasons to oppose that. That's maybe some more than others. But I would think that those that have are going to enjoy this process and they'll take full advantage of it. And those who don't will not be elected. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with this, and maybe we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Paul Blumenthal, senior writer and campaign expert for the Sunshine Foundation. We'll be right back.